Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but throughout the world, but also to welcome onto the show this week four exciting and individual and clever performers of this game. We're thrilled to have back the unique humour of Paul Merton, the outrageous humour of Graham Norton, the stylish humour of Sue Perkins, and the sophisticated humour of Clement Freud. Please welcome all four of them. I am going to ask them to speak, if they can, on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep the score. She'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the radio theatre in the heart of Broadcasting House, in the very heart of the West Wind area of the great metropolis of London. And in front of us, we have a great metropolitan audience. Ready to cheer us on our way as we begin the show today with Paul Merton. Paul, the subject is how to win friends and influence people. Talk on that subject, if you can. 60 seconds, starting now.
When I was growing up, I was a quite shy boy, but I found that if I could make the other kids at school laugh, they tended to like me a bit more. And I think you'll find that a lot of people who went into the world of show business and or entertainment came from a similar type of background. There's something paradoxical about the performer who is actually so timid.
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Two actualities.
Yes, there were.
Was actually. There?
Yes.
In this show?
In this show. And during that last few seconds.
Really?
So Paul, Clement, a correct challenge. So you get a point for that, of course. You take over the subject. There are 40 seconds available. How to win friends and influence people, starting now.
I think currently the very best way of winning friends and influencing people is to award them a bank holiday. And one which is...
Sue Perkins, you challenge.
A hesitation.
It was a hesitation, Sue. A correct challenge, a point to you and the subject. And there are 26 seconds available. How to win friends and influence people, starting now.
The last friend I won was in a tombola at a school fete in 1974. It was strange and unexpected, and he turned out to be a gentleman called Nigel, who spent the subsequent years following me around from pillar to post. And although I find him an affable and agreeable man, I somehow wish he wouldn't climb into bed with him at the end of the evening. He was, after all, a raffle prize, and therefore does not necessarily deserve a position by my bedstead.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point on this occasion. It was Sue Perkins. And Sue, you won't be surprised to hear, has got a commanding lead at the end of that round. In fact, she has 3 points. Clement Freud has one. Graham Norton and Paul have yet to score. But Sue, we'd like you to take the next round because the subject is school days. I'm sure you've got something to say about them. 60 seconds, starting now.
My early school days took place in a convent where I learned that it wasn't important to understand mathematics, science, literature, or art, but rather I should never eat left-handed. Otherwise, a bolt would come from heaven and strike me down, because I was indeed Satan's handmaiden. As I progressed, the school days seemed to me to be nothing more than a series of detentions where I would spend time in a small beige room writing the line, "Repetition is a pointless exercise," 1,000 times. As I grew older, I discovered that more pain at school was to be found in the gymnasium, which acted like a sports Darwinian version of survival of the fittest. I was equipped with...
The Paul challenge.
Well, it's very harsh, but there was a sort of hesitation.
There was a hesitation there. I mean, she very kept harsh. Going for...
I know, I...
Excuse me, who's running this game?
I'll take on row at a time.
It was a little hesitation. So, Paul, a correct challenge. You have the subject, you have a point, you have 19 seconds, and the subject is school days starting now.
Well, like Sue, I was taught by nuns. I presume that's the people that were actually teaching her at the convent, and I found some of them quite nice. I'm so... So I was about to swear.
I know.
I sensed that, and I must. Yeah.
So, Graham Norton, you challenge first. A hesitation, yes. And you have 9 seconds. Tell us something about your school days starting now.
I so looked forward to my school days, dressed in my stark blazer and jumper, but was appalled when I arrived to find everyone else...
Paul Merton challenge.
No trousers.
I started as I meant to go on.
Paul, we enjoyed the remark. It wasn't exactly a challenge, but what I like to do on these occasions, because the audience enjoyed it so much, give you a bonus point for your interruption. Graham, you have 2 seconds available still on school days starting now.
School days were definitely not the... Oh, my.
So Graham Norton was speaking as the whistle went, and for the other points in that round, Graham has now taken the lead ahead of Sue Perkins and Clement Freud. Your turn to begin. And the subject is now chalk and cheese. Tell us something about chalk and cheese in just a minute, starting now.
Chalk is made of limestone, whereas cheese is coagulated compressed milk curds. And if you really can't tell one from the other, try using Gorgonzola on a blackboard to to write the Lord's Prayer, and you're going to discover extraordinary differences between the two. Edam, Gorgonzola, Gouda... Dolce Nata, Cheddar, Cheshire. I could go on for a very long time.
Poor Merton Chubb.
So I was, when you said you could go on for a very long time, I automatically buzzed.
So now you have a challenge within the rules of just a minute.
Well, it was an er.
There was a little er there, yeah, yes, in between. We spotted
yeah,
that.
It was.
Yes,
it was a cheese.
So, Paul, a pause, 24 seconds. Tell us something about chalk and cheese starting now.
24 seconds to talk about chalk and cheese is barely enough.
Clement Freud, you challenge first.
Hesitation.
Yes. Hesitation. 19 seconds. Back with you, chalk and cheese, Clement, starting now.
Bresse Bleu is a sort of chalk I would particularly recommend to my listeners. Nothing is nicer than wrapped in silver paper, oozing cream with bits of green mould.
Graham Norton challenge.
Oh, deviation from sense. That sounds vile. The thing's gone off. Throw it away, Sir Clement.
I think it was deviation of sense that he's now concentrating on cheese and not on chalk and cheese.
I was going
cheese.
Back to chalk.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think we give you the benefit of the doubt, Graham, and you have 3 seconds. You tell us something about chalk and cheese starting now.
I well remember Mrs. Hegarty in the domestic science class giving us...
So Graham Norton was again speaking as the whistle went, coming in just before that very cleverly, and got another point for that and others. So he's now in a stronger lead at the end of the round. And Graham, it's also your turn to begin.
I'm in the lead.
You're in the lead.
I have never once been in the lead in this game, ever.
Graham, you...
I will be... No, don't! No, stop! No, no, no! Don't patronise me.
You're not. You're getting them on your side. Actually, Graham, you're wrong. You have been in the lead. I do remember these. And you actually won on one occasion.
No, I've never won.
I'm sure you've won
no,
once.
No. Perhaps in a dream you had. But you saw me in a waking vision.
You might be psychic, Nicholas. It might be this show.
It might be this show. You never know.
You might have done something spooky.
I must say. When Graham looks at you like that and says, it must have been in a dream you had about me. Oh, dear me. Graham, the subject is seals. Tell us something about seals in just a minute, starting now.
It strikes me that seals truly are party animals. There must be a huge glitter ball roving around the Antarctic, because I'm always reading about clubbing seals. They must be up all night in their little outfits. Oh, no, someone's buzzed.
Oh, son, Paul, you challenged.
But there was a repetition of the phrase, they must be.
They must be. They're all quite right. Yes, yeah. I was so carried away with this picture of these seals all clubbing together.
It wasn't going anywhere.
You have won them over. You have got them with you, Graham. Paul, a correct challenge. 43 seconds. You tell us something about seals starting now.
Well, I've got 2 seals at home. They make marvellous pets, chalk and cheese. And what I do is I get a rubber ball, they bounce it from one nose to the other. And what fun they are. I feed them every 5 o'clock.
Clement Ford challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
Sense. You can't feed them every 5 o'clock.
Well, what is a 5 o'clock to at least 2 days, two times a day, so that's when I feed them.
You're
I get up in the morning and
presumably
feed them well.
Challenging on the fact that it's a deviation.
I can feed them when I like.
But I think you're challenging the fact that it's a deviation from grammar as we understand it. So it's a difficult decision, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Clement, but I will try and find a way to address it later, Paul, so... Well, I've got to be fair, otherwise I get massacred outside afterwards. The 32 seconds, Clement, on SEALS, starting now.
SEALS is an acronym for Stop East Anglians Lassoing Snails. It's a fairly small company set in Wickham Market, or actually Campsie Ash, which is quite close on the A12. And you can join by sending a postal order for £4...
Paul challenged.
Let me get this right. Clement challenged me last time because I wasn't talking sense.
Yes. Deviation from grammar, but you can have him. Deviation from common sense, yes. I don't believe it exists, and therefore I give you the benefit of the doubt on this occasion, Paul. You have another point, you have 10 seconds. You have SEALS starting now.
Well, the acronym is actually Scottish Eagles Always Lick Salmon, which is an extraordinary event which happens every August. Next time...
Clement challenged.
I don't believe it exists.
Hoisted on your own petard, I'm afraid. So, Clement, you have it back, another point, and you're 3 seconds. SEALS starting now.
Blubber is hugely important.
So, Clement Royd speaking as the whistle went, for 1 point for that, and others in the round, has helped him move forward, and he's equal now with Graham Norton in the lead. Paul Merton follows, and then Sue Perkins in that order, but they're very close. And, Paul, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is... The bare necessities. Tell us something about the bare necessities, starting now.
The last film that Walt Disney worked on was The Jungle Book, which I think was released in 1967, and he died shortly after that. And one of the great songs in the film, which is performed by Phil Harris in the character of Baloo the Bear, is The Bare Necessities. I think now if we all mentally sort of go through the words, I'll just leave a little gap for you to recall those marvellous, beautiful tunes that were conjured up in all those wonderful... not Walt Disney...
Sue Perkins, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. Sue, tell us something about the bare necessities and the 36 seconds available starting now.
The bare necessities, of course, was a slightly more riskier option for Walt Disney. Originally, the Bible Belt right-wingers of the Deep South in America had wanted the clothed necessities, but sadly, artistic integrity pulled through, and thus we have the shiny example of nudity that we see in the film today. I don't remember much about the Enterprise itself.
Clement challenge.
Hesitation.
There was an there, I'm sorry, Sue. So, Clement, you have 16 seconds. You take over the bare necessities starting now.
I think beluga, sour cream, whipped eggs, yolks particularly.
Sue challenged.
I don't remember them being bare necessities, but maybe
no.
I'm wrong.
No, even if they are in his...
Say deviation.
Even in his world, even if they are bare necessities, he had not established the fact early enough that they were. So we
what
called...
would you have with beluga caviar?
Well, you hadn't established that they were bare necessities.
Ah.
And maybe in your world they are bare necessities. But to most humble people like ourselves, they're not bare necessities. They're luxuries that we can often do without.
That's why I was going on about the onion and the cream, yes. The eggs.
And I think we're...
In
well,
case
think...
you didn't want the caviar.
But you hadn't got there in time. No. So Sue's challenge was correct. And you have deviation, Sue, 10 seconds and a point, of course. Bare necessities starting now.
The Jungle...
And Paul challenged.
Gap.
Yes, a gap, I'm afraid.
I was drawing breath.
I know.
That's a mistake in this game.
You're usually so quick off the mark as well, Sue. I'm not talking personally, I'm just talking about this.
Thank God.
It's another dream.
Oh. Another dream, yes.
Foul sewers of Nicholas's mind.
I know, but it does add grist to the mill in just a minute. Right, Paul Merton. 8 seconds available. The bare necessities, Paul, starting now.
Adam and Eve were walking around the Garden of Eden when suddenly the snake came up to them and started tempting them with the idea that they could actually be bigger...
Right, so Paul Merton speaking as a whistle wind gained that extra point, and now he's equal in the lead with Clement Freud. 1 point behind is Graham Norton, and 1 point behind him is Sue Perkins. And Sue, your turn to begin. Crawling. There are 60 seconds available, and you start now.
There are many phases of crawling. Firstly, as a child, when you're on your hands and knees, demanding things from your parents, bumping into pieces of furniture, and then you learn to stand up and realize that your name is synonymous with being blamed for everything. Then the next phase of crawling is you're 18 years old and...
Graham Norton challenge.
Well, I might be very wrong, though. What...
Did
you say phase more than once?
I think she did say phase before. The first phase, oh,
right.
The second phase. Well,
I'm right, actually. Yeah,
right.
You said phase, right? You just kept saying it.
Graham, 42 seconds.
So magical. 42 of them.
42 Ooh. Seconds. Crawling with you, Graham, starting now.
Crawling is something I usually do late at night to get home. I have crawled into some fabulous establishments over the years. The Balmoral Hotel in Edinburgh has seen me crawling up its marble steps, where I met the concierge, a French word meaning man in a coat who opens the door. I let him, and in I crawled, smelling quite badly of fish and chips, with a small swarm of flies following me across the lobby to the lift. I crawled in and...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of crawled.
Yes, the word is crawling on the card, and you said crawled twice. It's a pity, because we loved it. Yes, Clement, you have 6 seconds, and you have crawling starting now.
I think of all the young, handsome, virile people I know, Nicholas Parsons has got to be...
That's what they call wicked timing. He paced it out for 6 seconds. You'll never know what he was going to say. Was it one of those rare Freud compliments, or was it one of those regular put-downs? We'll never know. But Clement, you've got a... What?
I was crawling.
Oh, you were crawling to the chairman, right. So, Clement, you don't need to, because you've got another point for speaking as the whistle went and others in the round. You've increased your lead ahead of Graham Norton and Paul Merton and Sue Perkins. And Graham, it's actually your turn to begin, and the subject is... Thank you letters. Will you tell us something about thank you letters in this game starting now?
Often of a morning I will awake and think to myself, thank you letters, because they are marvellous, aren't they? How else could you find out where the residence parking is without the R, the E, the S, the I, the D, the... I'm not quite sure I know how to spell that word. Why, it looked like a bit of a fool. Letters are super things.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of letters.
Letters is on the thing. Thank you, letters.
Ah.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm reluctant to mention the fact that you haven't been playing the game for 35 years.
But
you are allowed to mention the words on the card, the phrase, all the words independently, and letters.
I didn't know that, no.
Of course you knew it. 33 seconds. Graham, an incorrect challenge. Show you another point. You're increasing your lead. You have thank you letters starting now.
I once received a very vague thank you letter from some people whose wedding I attended. I went there without a present because I'm a little bit tight. So what I did was I simply threw a gift tag on top of the pile of joy they have received. They sent me a letter that was really quite non-specific about how grateful they were.
Graham Norton kept going again to the whistle wind, gained that extra point, has increased his lead. And Paul Merton, your turn to begin. The subject, the worst night of my life. Can you reveal anything, if not talk about the subject? 60 seconds starting now.
There are few candidates for the worst night of my life. There was an incident recently when I was flying on a plane to the Maldives, which is an interesting story because it illustrates the necessity of wearing a seatbelt when you're flying at all times. We hit this stuff called clear air turbulence, which basically means the plane plummets down about 1,000 feet, which is what happened. And if you are not wearing the attached thing that they give you, you fly about 5 feet up in the air, hit the ceiling and bounce up and down as the thing in the air.
Clement, You challenged.
Repetition of thing.
The thing, yes. Because you had the thing round your waist and the thing in there. Oh, you were struggling so well, getting out of it so well, and then you repeat the thing. Bad luck. So you went for 30 seconds, and Clemens got in with the 30 seconds available. The worst night of my life starting now.
The concept of Her Majesty in the throning room at Buckingham Palace, placing a sword on your shoulder and stating, "You are the worst night of my life," is one that nobody who has been honoured should take lightly, because it is the most appalling insult. There are so many nights, theatrical.
Sue Perkins challenge.
Repetition of night?
No, night is on the card. Did he say nights twice?
No.
Clement, you didn't say. 6 seconds. The worst night of my life starting now.
Was Tuesday, the 14th of September, 1949, from 6 p.m.
Clement Royd, speaking as the whistle, Wend gained an extra point, and others in the round. He's moved forward. He's won behind Graham Norton, and then Paul Merton and Sue Perkins follow in that order. And Sue, your turn to begin. And the subject now is put-downs, starting now.
A comedian working in a nightclub will often face hecklers who tend to be a large group of estate agents for whom this is the only night out in the year. They will proceed to consume approximately 47 gallons of cheap cider each and then attack the person who has the good sense to be on stage. A lot of comics tend to respond with what is known as put-downs. These usually range from, "I remember when I first had my pint of... first pint." That's why I don't do the clubs.
Paul Merton challenge.
So a hesitation.
Yeah, we call that hesitation. Paul, you have 30 seconds. Tell us something about put-downs starting now.
I once saw a book that was advertised in the back of the stage, 101 fantastic heckler put-downs, and I looked through them. They were all awful, apart from one. If you are being heckled by a bald man, you can say to him, "Excuse me, sir, are you without hair, or is your neck blowing bubble gum?" That's the only one that was actually any good. It's the only one that was any good.
I know. Clement Royd, you challenged.
A repetition.
Of what? I have to know whether it was the right one or not. You might come up with it.
Yeah, I've forgotten. When I buzzed, I remembered.
Yeah. That's a new element to the game, isn't it?
It's a new element.
Loss of short-term memory. We could be here for weeks.
Paul, you have another point, and you have 9 seconds starting now.
Perhaps the greatest put-down that was ever issued by anybody in a public arena happened on the night that I was there, in fact, to see it, and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Paul Martin speaking as the whistle man gained an extra point. He's moved forward, but he's still in third place, just ahead of Sue Perkins. And Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is My Favourite Room. Tell us something about My Favourite Room in this game, starting now.
My favourite room, without any doubt, is my wine cellar. Rows upon rows.
One.
Yeah. He got you on it, yes.
Well, I was going to go for repetition, yes. But he said rose, and then he said row.
I know he did. And just for those in the audience who didn't quite, he said rows upon row. And it's an old ploy. He's been playing the game for a long time. Clement, you have another point. You have 54 seconds. My favourite room, starting now.
Bottles, magnums, magnums.
Paul,
hesitation?
Yes, I think so, Paul. You tell us something about my favourite room. 50 seconds, starting now.
My favourite room is Clement Freud's wine cellar. I've tunnelled in there. He has no idea. I live in the house on the opposite road, and I go underneath the street, and I have all these lovely magnums of wine that he's got laid out there. Oh, I've been thinking,
Graham Norton,
can't we just be friends?
In fairness, it doesn't really matter, no. But you did.
What?
Yeah. Wine.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it's great. I have to know in case of something else.
No, well, Paul had just told you.
I know.
I didn't want to bore the audience.
I have to know. You might come out with a different challenge. It's happened before.
That's very true.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
No,
37
right.
Seconds for you to tell us, Graham, something about my favourite room, starting now.
My favourite room is one with a view. That gorgeous one in Florence.
Sue Perkins challenge.
Massive elongation of vowels while brain kicks in.
That's not not a challenge. No, that's just a commentary. That's what was going on.
That is a perfect description, and I will say yes, but if you elongate any more, then I would have to interpret that as hesitation. But I didn't think you elongated quite enough for hesitation.
Is that like a written warning now?
Stop elongating, Graham.
That's a yellow card instead of the red. Right. So you have 30 seconds. My favourite room, still with you, Graham, with another point, of course, starting now.
Curse Helena Bonham Carter's hair. I couldn't see a thing out of that window in the room.
Clement, challenge.
Deviation.
What?
He didn't elongate at all.
So he didn't elongate, so he wasn't deviating. It was you tried for a clever challenge, but it didn't really work, and... And it's not strictly within the rules of just a minute, so...
Bouchamon.
Graham, you have another point.
Great.
And you have 25 seconds, my favourite room, starting now.
My favourite room in the whole world is my new bathroom. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's tiled throughout in a sort of terracotta thing that sadly is porous, which means water will go through it. I have been parted from my money.
Poor merchant.
You said 6 seconds. That was about a minute.
You had the 6 seconds left. I had 26 before.
Oh, wait. What? So...
You had 25 seconds, I said last time.
So that ramble about my bathroom lasted less than 6 seconds?
No, it went on for 20 seconds.
Oh, God. Oh, I
19
see.
19 seconds, to be accurate.
Fair enough, yeah. Okay.
That's all right, yes. You rambled a bit, and Paul got in. What is the chance?
Well, the I was 4.6 seconds long. Which is an elongated
vowel. I think we will have to
vowel.
Interpret that as a hesitation.
Please do.
6 seconds now on my favourite room with you, Paul, starting now.
Undoubtedly, my favourite room lies in Fenchurch Street. If you go to number 34, ask for Nelly and you'll...
Right. Paul Merton speaking as the whistle wind gained an extra point. He's moved forward. He's almost equal with Clement Freud, and since he's 1 point behind Clement in second place, Sue Perkins is trailing just a little. But 5 points ahead of Clement Freud was Graham Norton, the man who says he's never won on just a minute, but he has today. Congratulations. So it only remains for me to say thank you to our four exciting players of the game. In order down the line, Graham Norton, Sue Perkins, Clement Freud and Paul Merton. Also thank Janet Staplehurst, who's helped me keep the score, blown her whistle so delicately after the 60 seconds. We thank our producer and director, Claire Jones, for her patience and encouragement. And also we're indebted to Ian Messiter, who originally created Just a Minute. And we're also indebted to this lovely audience here in the Radio Theatre in London for cheering us on our way. From them... From the panel, from me, Nicholas Parsons, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute.